entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hi, my name is Ken, and I know you're not used to listening to podcasts that start off with an Australian kid, a song, and then a whole theme song after that. But this isn't any other show. This is the DJ New Style show, so you'll have to get used to it. So enjoy Justin, enjoy the song, enjoy the theme song, and then enjoy me and Frank talking about whatever we want for a few hours. Thank you very much. And fuck you.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style show, you fucking bitches.
Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
You guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
No.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Snap!
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming that stresses the fact that they're on Tuesday night. Right here on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Well, who's this band that's playing behind me? You guessed it, Rammstein! Such a pretty language. It's such a pretty language. Okay, all right, cut the shit. And fade it on out. Thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show. I really, really appreciate it. I hope you're on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. I know I am, and I know who the guy who's with me every week, the bald one, who's very smelly in the feet region and bleeds from his asshole. His name is Frank, better known as the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good evening, Ken. Good evening to everybody out there and hear us talk.
I know you are on the Facebook fan page, and I know everybody else should be as well. Frank, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, actually. I'm doing fucking perfect.
Oh, I didn't know that that dice.
I didn't realize.
I didn't know that like, dice impressions were still relevant in 2010.
I realized it sounded like him after I did it. I was like, oh shit, now he's gonna say
it. Frank, this isn't the lunch table in 1995. It's no longer fucking edgy or cool. It's just not funny, Frank. It's not funny. It's not fun. Frank, are you doing a... Are you masturbating?
No, I'm just inhaling my sneaker.
So you're masturbating.
Yeah, no.
That's masturbation for your nose at this point.
No, I want to
clue everybody in. Before the show, we usually discuss, some things we want to talk about. All that was coming out of Frank's line was... I can't stop smelling it. Oh, I just can't. I just can't stop. Frank, you are addicted to your fucking shoe smell.
I am huffing my sneakers, constantly. I can't take it.
What are you?
Oh,
you are huffing.
I'm huffing my sneakers. I huff them.
Your terrible shoe smell. So you
right.
Now let me ask you. Do you take it and put your whole mouth and nose into the hole where you put your foot?
You could hear it. Okay.
Right now, it's covering my entire face. It's covering my nose and my mouth.
So you literally shove your entire snout into this fucking terrible shoe.
Yes.
We've all smelled it. YouTube.com/HearUsTalk has the video. It's no bullshit. That is the worst odor on the planet. Except
I want to stress by saying that
is worse.
I want to stress by saying that I do not have a foot odor problem. It's a sneaker odor problem because if I put different shoes on, I'm fine. So I want people to realize that.
But how is it smelling? It's not because it's a bad shoe. It's what you're putting into it.
Well, it's because I wear them probably 23 hours of the day.
Yeah.
So
your skin sloughs off into the fabric of that shoe, and there's nowhere for it to go because you never let it vent out. Now, you're venting it out right into your sinuses by inhaling vigorously. You're pulling out the dead skin, and like whenever you smell that, you're breathing in your foot bacteria. That's what you're doing. The thing that you're huffing in? Yes!
Are you serious?
Whenever you smell something, it's fucking disgusting microbes. Little crawly germs that float in the air, and now they're all over your fucking nose. They used to be on your feet.
Well,
little skin scales.
Like
isn't that a disgusting word? Scales.
After
microbes.
I inhale it, the smell will remain around my muzzle for a period of time.
Your muzzle. We're using nothing but animal words to describe your face. I said snout, and you said muzzle. Jesus Christ. Well, you know what? You are an animal. You're disgusting. And I gotta tell you, it needs to stop, Frank. As a friend to you, this shit needs to fucking end. You and your
shit. I can't help it. I mean, I can't help it!
It's got a real hold on me!
If I go to a store or something, I have to stop in the aisle and take my shoe off and smell it.
No, you don't have to do that. Stop fucking showing off for the show.
I love it, though. It's delicious.
Do you actually do that?
No, what are you? No.
Of course
not.
So why are you showboating? And you're not even picking something cool. Like you're lying about sniffing your sneaker and looking like a complete asshole in Macy's. Do you understand?
No.
Like people lied to maybe say like, oh yeah, I make like 20,000 more than you, or yeah, oh yeah, in high school I was on varsity. I fucked all the cheerleaders. People lie to advance their standing.
I like to aim low.
You lied to make yourself look like a borderline criminal.
Yeah, no, I'm good. No, I don't have to because the smell just seeps through the sides of it. But
do you enjoy the smell?
It's sort of like the smell, a lot of people like the smell of gasoline. So it's sort of like that type of situation, you know?
So it reminds you of home. That's what it reminds, it's a comforting smell. You smell it and you feel like, it brings out a feeling of, I feel safe.
I guess.
Now that my nose and my nostrils are awash in swamp gas.
Yeah. So how you doing? How's you been up to? We took off last week.
Yeah, you know, no thanks to you. I was ready to do a show, and in fact, I did something of a show on a program called Chat Roulette, Frank.
Oh, I thought you said that was passé, that Chat Roulette thing.
Well, I decided to do some freestyle guitar shit and make up songs and
freestyling. What is this? 1985.
And I'm not talking about the type of dance that you engaged in while wearing fucking hammer pants. You fucking bald dope. Stop sniffing the shoe. Put the goddamn shoe down, Frank. You have 15 pairs.
I demand you get a new one. That wasn't a snap. I was just to clear my throat. So you did a little freestyle.
Yeah, I did. But, you know, Frank, does your wife ever fucking say something to you like, you know, you can really stop sniffing your sneaker?
Well, I do it in my office. She doesn't really see it.
Yeah, she doesn't see it. Until you take the shoe and make your children breathe it in.
Well, sometimes, like, I will do that.
Until you take the shoe and bury your entire tiny dog's head in the shoe. Well, and it runs around like a fucking shoe beast. It runs around like a fucking animated possessed Reebok.
Next time I'm going to fucking record it. Sophie's running around the house with a fucking shoe around her head.
The dog is trying to kill itself. Like, it's literally trying to find something pointy to run into to gouge its neck and end its pain. Your dogs are okay again? Because last we spoke, Marvin was at death's door.
He's doing better. His cough, that cough he had is not as frequent. So I hope he's doing, he's doing good. I mean, he's peeing around the house constantly, though. He's constantly pissing against the refrigerator, the washing machine.
Oh, so it's not like accidental, I'm running and pissing.
No, he's doing it on purpose.
This is willful pissing. And you said on your, where is he pissing?
Like on the base of the refrigerator or the washing machine.
All over the refrigerator where you fucking store your food. This fucking animal is spraying
urine. He's not opening the refrigerator up. He's doing
it on
the floor.
Not yet, he isn't. He's a smart little dog. Wait till he's pissing all over your Swanson chicken. He arcs one into the freezer. I saw your fridge, Frank. It is possible. Anyway, enough of this disgusting smell, disgusting piss, all this shit, Frank. All this. Why did you do that? You haven't done that in a very long time.
No, I haven't done it in a long time.
But now you started to do it.
I used to do that a lot, didn't I? Used to do that a lot.
You did, and then you stopped it. But now I think it's whenever you feel like you should talk, you need to check first. And if nothing is said after you do your, then you start to speak. It's almost like your indicator. It's like your blinker for conversation. You just let people know that you'd like to chime in. You make little noises and then try to craft your fucking blaze a trail into the conversation. But Frank, it's not working right now. I demand that you stop it. I demand that you stop it. Now, Frank, you've been doing some work despite having taken a week off of the show for whatever reason. I don't know, gallivanting around with your goddamn, with your smelly shoes, taking your kids out, doing this and that. I don't know. I read your Twitter. I try to keep tabs on you because you didn't answer the phone. I noticed that you went canoeing.
Yeah, I took my two little ones. It was uneventful. We just went to the Delaware Raritan Canal and we went canoeing. For a few hours, it was fun. You know, it was like I said, it's not really much to talk about. We just had some fun taking the kiddies out.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. That you should definitely do more things with your kids, but you refuse to take them to a sporting event, but you'll risk tipping a goddamn canoe in the fucking Delaware River.
We only had one close call of almost tipping over. But
whose fault was it? Was it you?
I think it may have been my Lukey. He may have stood up. I think.
Now, what if the canoe tipped over? Do your kids know what to do? I mean, are they good swimmers?
They're excellent swimmers. They have preservers on, but what happened was,
I bet you if the canoe tipped over, they live before you do.
Well, here's a dilemma I was having. The guy gave obviously the kids preservers, and he gave me a preserver. Now, I put the preserver on and started going in the canal and rowing, but then I'm seeing little teenage girls doing, on their fucking rowboats with no fucking preserver on, and I got embarrassed. I says, I'm not looking cool if I don't have. I got to take this fucking preserver off.
So you took the preserver.
Of course. So I thought the guy was going to yell at me for not having it on, but I'm not going to sit there with a fucking preserver. I'm a grown man, for Christ's sake.
Well, the thing is, Frank,
would you wear a preserver if you went?
if I'm going canoeing with my children that I need to save if they fall out of this fucking thing.
Now, granted, this is still water as you can possibly be, you know, think of, and it can't be more than, you know, 8-10 feet. You
okay,
know what
I'm here's saying? The here's the thing. If I decide to go out on some fucking wild, fucking survivalist trip and canoe by myself, and it's really placid water, I probably wouldn't wear the fucking preserver. If I'm not going whitewater rafting or fucking, I'm going in very calm water, I probably wouldn't wear it, but I would keep it nearby. If I have my impressionable children who I want to impart some kind of life lesson to, I would wear the safety equipment in their company. And I would admonish the children, the careless little fucking sluts in their dumb canoe with no life preserver. I would say how bad they are, and I would also comment on what a bad job their parents did. But you did none of this. You wanted to look cool to the teens passing by. You probably didn't see them for 10 seconds, but you had to be cool in their company.
It was just, I said to myself, well, I mean, if they don't have it on, then why do I need it on? I mean, you know, I'm a pretty good swimmer back in the day. I won awards and stuff.
What
you know
year?
What I'm saying?
When was the last year you were considered a good swimmer?
82.
82. Frank, it's 2010. Right now, you go in a pool. What happens?
I'll just sink.
Like a fucking brick. Like a goddamn anchor.
No, but getting back, you know, back, I was a good swimmer back before I had hair on my legs.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, Frank, there are a lot of people that are requesting that you do swim instructional videos after they've taken a little bit of a peek at a video we like to call Germ Freak Exercise and Ice Cream.
Right.
Germ Freak Exercise and Ice Cream on YouTube.com/HearUsTalk, the Hear Us Talk YouTube channel. We posted a video where it was after the Pat Fruminaki thing. I'm going to burp. So, oh, God damn, I'm
Jesus
sorry.
Christ.
Right after that thing, we decided to go eat somewhere. And along the way, you felt the need to work out.
I was doing a little bit of workout. I don't want people to think that I'm just a big loaf.
But
so
you were,
I did
but
my...
you were winded. You were winded after jogging 25 meters.
No. First, I don't really know what a meter. What exactly is a meter? Is converting into feet? What? How many meters a foot?
Almost three.
Okay, so I did what's called the swim exercise, and I patented that, and it gives you a good neck workout as well as an upper arm region workout.
So, if I wanted to do the swim, I would basically just stand, feet shoulder width apart, but slightly bend as I'm bending. Wince a little bit. You did wince as you started to go down a little bit. And then what kind of stroke are you doing? You're doing some kind of a breaststroke?
I'm doing the butterfly. I think it's the breaststroke. Yes, I think it's the breaststroke. And there's a point where when I raise my hands up in the air, there's a little point where you could see a little bit of my underwears.
I didn't analyze it that quickly, but people are. One of the comments was requesting that you teach swimming in the next video, which, you know, you did have great form. I'll give you that. But I think I would want to see it happen because, as you just said, when you enter water, you sink like a rock. I would love to see you just fall to the bottom of a pool, unable to get up, and then...
Are you a good swimmer?
I can survive. How about that? I'm not competing in any fucking swim meet... I'm not a diver. I can get from one end of the pool several times over. I'm okay. If I fall out of a boat, I tip a canoe, I'll live. Unlike you, who needs to be cool to the seventh graders wearing their Justin Bieber t-shirts and no fucking life preserver.
Do you know that for the longest time, as God's honest truth, I thought his last name was Beaver. Justin Bieber. I didn't know it was Bieber.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was until I saw him trending on Twitter. And, I don't want to know who he is. Your daughters are probably obsessed with him.
No, not really. They make fun of him, really.
They make fun of him. They don't like him.
He says he sings like a girl, they say. I never heard a guy sing.
Does Luke like Justin Bieber?
No, I don't even know if he knows who it is, really.
Okay. Well, Frank, you were doing some work, is what I was trying to say, and you basically pursued a guest that we're going to be interviewing tonight.
Yes, this is somebody who does adult features, amateur films, if
adult
you will.
Features. So you got us a porn star. That's awesome. What's her name?
Well, it's actually a guy.
Oh, so you got us a male porn star. That's great.
Yeah. So, anyway,
Yeah. So, okay. I guess.
Yeah. So he, I mean, is he on the line there or
no,
what?
No, he's not. We're going to get him on the line, Frank. Why don't you give us a little bit of,
tell us
about the chase. You trying to find this guy.
I did a little investigation and I found out that there's somebody making pornographic movies, very close to where I live.
Yeah.
I don't want to give locations, if you will, okay. But let's just say this guy, you know, he's within, you know, 10 miles of where my location is.
Yeah.
And I sought him out or seeked him out. And
would you talk, for Christ's sakes?
Hey, what? How you doing, Logan?
Frank, you are such a fucking idiot.
How are you?
Hey, now...
Am I on the air already?
You are. I wanted to give you a proper introduction, but Frank couldn't ignore the fact that he could hear you and nobody else could.
Oh, I didn't know!
So this... So, Frank, this is Logan, and he is from fuckthegeek.com.
Right. This is the actual guy in fuckthegeek.com. This is the person you see in those videos.
Yeah, so now... Logan, it's nice to talk to you. Frank has been setting this whole thing up. It's kind of his first real foray into booking guests. And
thank you.
And
I just want to thank you for coming on the program with us.
Oh, thank you a lot for I'd having like to, me.
Yeah,
I'd like to ask you a lot of questions. If there's anything that you don't want to answer, just tell me. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You know who you are, what you do.
Well, the name says it. I'm a geek. That's not an act I put on for it. If you take a look around my office, you'll see superheroes, monsters, dragons, all that fun stuff. I was lucky enough.
Where did you come up with the idea? Now, were you like I hate to use the word geek because it's kind of disparaging, but were you like that in high school and when you were growing up as well? Were you always a little shy or geeky or what have you? Or
hey, around this year, geek is not a bad word. I mean, the geeks are the ones who are taking over the world.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Frank,
you know,
this guy...
You need your computer fixed. Who do you call?
You call the Geek Squad, absolutely.
The Geek Squad!
The geeks, they have a grip on the world. They control everything. And look at this, Frank. They now have their hands all over the porn industry with fuckthegeek.com.
You took the idea...
There's a song out there about the geeks getting the girl.
There's a...
You absolutely.
Said, yeah, that's right.
So you took this – go ahead, Ken.
No, you go ahead, please.
You took this geek image and parlayed it into a website, you know, Fuck the Geek, where you actually have coitus with fine young women. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Tell me how you did that.
As many as possible, wherever possible.
Tell me how you did that. Tell me how you – because obviously, I'm sure you grew up in a conventional household where, you know, sex was not, you know, wasn't, you know, always discussed or pornography and whatnot. You know, how did this come about? Did you know somebody? Did you meet somebody? You know, what was the spark that lit this fire, my friend?
Well, it's just something that my wife and I have to give her a lot of the credit for it, too. You know, a geek by himself isn't all that exciting. So we were doing... some different things, having some fun on the net, and it just grew and grew grew, and here we are, 13 years later, still doing it.
Now you and your wife, and you know, you and your wife, you and I know you've said that you're in a swinging lifestyle, isn't that correct?
Right.
Okay, so I guess you know that I guess was your start was the swinging, and then that just evolved into the other thing. Getting back to this, I wasn't aware that there's actually I just thought people swung. I thought they would do that in Southern California. I didn't realize that's all over
they
the
do
country.
It all over the, they do it all over the world.
It's
Frank.
All over the world.
Yeah, this is a global thing. People marry and then they're tired of just that one woman, so they want to bring other women in and you know, other dudes. They basically turn their living rooms into piles of people that are just pulsating and ejaculating. That's what they do.
That makes it sound a little gross, but yeah, I guess sometimes it could be.
I mean, I didn't mean to disparage the lifestyle of a swinger, but I mean, when I think of it, I think of it on a more grand scale. I think that you get married and then you decide you're a swinging couple and it escalates to the point where you're literally just 25 people fucking anything that you can get a dick into.
Yeah, we've been in situations like that. Those could be interesting.
Yeah. So now
you just gotta make sure you stick your dick in the right thing.
So now, yeah, exactly. now,
yeah, that could get messy.
Has that ever happened? Have you ever inadvertently stuck it in somewhere else? Undesirable.
Into the wrong girl. Yeah.
Okay.
I did that once.
Okay, I mean, well, if you're
I stuck my dick and not knowing where it's going, sure.
What is the highest number of partners you've had at one point, at one time?
In one day, nine.
Nine people in one day.
Yeah, we filmed it.
Okay, and that was just one scene.
Well, it was a very long. It was more of a party. We call them fucking parties.
Okay, so you invite a lot of people over, and these are just friends? Like, people that you would normally have over for a 4th of July barbecue, you're having them over at a fucking party so everybody can just get wet, I guess. I don't know what else to say. It sounds crazy to me, of someone who's not in the lifestyle, but to you, I'm getting the sense that this is an everyday, just normal thing.
Sure, we keep all the girls locked up in the basement. I let them out every couple hours, bang the hell out of them, and you know, then lock them back up again. Seriously, yeah, it's basically you're right. You get a bunch of friends together and see what happens.
Yeah,
and there's never any jealousy. You never get jealous. You know, if your wife's seeing you have a coitus with another woman, or vice versa. Swingers never get jealous. Is that correct?
It doesn't happen with us. I mean, the only way I would get jealous is if she doesn't let me watch her with the other girl.
Well, now, is your relationship...
You know, but do other swingers have it? Sure.
Is your relationship such that she can be with other girls but not other men? Is that the thing?
No. So those aren't real swingers.
So you've seen her have sex with other men?
Sure. Big gangbangs.
Jesus Christ. Big, when you say gangbang, that's big to me. When you add big to gangbang, I picture a fucking stadium lined up. How do you, qualifies a gangbang as being big?
50 yard line at Giant Stadium, is that big enough?
Yeah, it's...
No, I'm kidding.
Of course.
I mean, we've had a house full of guys, 10, 15.
All comers? All comers, rain or shine? Like, or you have to know them. Because we have a guy who really is into this scene. His name is Ed.
Let's hold on a second, though. What type of screening process is involved with this? You know, people have to get tests? Or you know, what is the... Because obviously you don't want to get somebody who's got open sores or Kaposi sarcoma all over his face or her.
Kaposi sarcoma? What?
Sure. I mean, you need to be careful. And safety... Anything with swingers, you know, that's one thing I kind of hate about some of the porn that's out there is you see all these people fucking with no condoms.
So you're a condom.
So when you're swinging, you use condoms.
Everything we shoot is with condoms.
Okay.
Every time, all the time.
So when do you put the condom on?
When? Before I fuck the girl.
Well, now hold, Logan. What you might not know about Frank is that he's a bit of a germaphobe. So when you say everything we do is with condoms, I think, Frank, I get the sense that that's something that it's a little bit of a relief to you. You're happy to hear that.
I'm very happy to hear that you were that. But I need to know, like, so you get this group of people here. But you don't use you're talking condoms strictly with intercourse or anal. You will not use. You'll go bareback with fellatio. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I mean it's not 100% safe, but it's a lot safer than you know fucking with.
Yeah.
Now, when do you put the condom on as soon as you get a boner?
No, Frank.
No,
after
I mean,
after he brushes his teeth.
When do you put a condom on when you're with a girl?
Frank, after he brushes his teeth in the morning, he puts one on just to be safe.
Yeah, see, I wear two of them all day. So when it's time to go with the girl, I feel like I'm not wearing any.
See, the thing is, Frank has been with one woman, so he's never had a need to use a condom.
Yes,
it's a foreign concept to him.
I've been with I'm going to be 40 years old in June, and I've only been with one woman, and I'm happy about that.
But Logan, he has said
put the condom on when it's ready.
He said that by the time that he's 40, Frank told me this, he wants to get into the swinging lifestyle, and his wife is an attractive piece. So maybe you should hook something up with him and his wife.
Listen to me, Logan. This is what I'm trying to convey to you. You're aware of pre-cum, correct?
Sure.
Okay. When you guys are all conglomerated, naked, writhing each, you know, all over, touching each other, there may be pre-cum that may be leaking all over the bed and everything. That's what I'm saying. Do you put the condom on as soon as you get a boner? Or is there possibly...
I strongly recommend not licking the sheets.
Oh. Now, let me ask you a question. why is it... And listen, I'm not saying that, you know... Why is it more acceptable for when you have a swinging situation? Why is it more acceptable for ladies to have sex with the ladies? Why is lesbianism more acceptable than homosexuality? Why is that? Have you ever been to a swingers?
That's the simplest answer in the world. What do you want to see? You want to see two fat, hairy guys banging each other?
You don't want to ask Frank that question.
Banging each other.
Because you're going to get a very different answer than you expect from Frank. He loves Frank's favorite thing, Logan, bear porn.
Shut up.
Okay.
Logan, have you ever been to a swingers party where two men had sex with each other?
Thankfully, no.
I see.
Not even accidentally? Like, have you ever been in a pile and then you get into it and you look down and then there's nuts under the hole?
I've come a little too close to some hairy male parts, but no, never that close.
Okay.
Logan, sometimes I'll see a pornography movie where I guess they call it double stuff or something, where a guy will
double penetration.
Yeah. And sometimes
You just took Oreo's like number one product and just completely ruined it.
No, but Logan, sometimes I will see that the ding dongs actually touch each other. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the balls will touch. Have you? I mean, am I wrong in that?
And see, that's the main reason why I do not do double penetration, because I don't want to bump buglies with another guy.
Yeah, he doesn't want that.
You know, there's some things I just don't want to do.
You see, on fuckthegeek.com, it's Logan and broads. There's never going to be Logan and his buddy from the AV Club, I guess. You know, I haven't seen any of the movies on Fuck the Geek. Do you go with the storyline like you're just leaving your cubicle and all of a sudden you're home?
Oh,
and
come on.
It's just straight up fucking.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the girls and their personalities. I mean, that's... They've labeled that reality porn, but there's nothing realistic about a van driving down the street picking up a girl and then 20 guys bang her bareback.
Frank actually believed in he believed that Bang Bus was real.
Well, no,
yeah,
Logan,
there's a lot of people that do.
Logan, give me some of the. I want you to tell me what's true and what's not. Is it true? Sometimes I'll see videos where a husband and wife search for a younger girl. They call it a babysitting, or whatever. Is that all staged?
Everything is staged.
Are you serious?
There's no such thing as amateur porn that is not shot
not
with a
legal
cell phone.
Unless you stage it. Anything with sex in it, the only thing that's real is when you see the girls flashing at Mardi Gras. That's about it.
And the other things now, Logan, and you run a porn site and you've been doing it for quite a while, but in that time, sites have sprung up all over the place. Like one I was about to mention, like YouPorn and RedTube. How do you compete with all the free porno that's out there?
It's been a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got people just giving away entire DVDs on some of these tube sites, and you just have to make sure you have something better to offer them. But it's hurt the whole business.
What is it that sets your site apart from all the other sites, like the Brazzers and all the other fucking supposedly great porn sites?
I mean, the site that you just mentioned is it's a pretty good site. I definitely would have nothing negative to say about it. I mean, you brought up Bang Bus before, and I don't have anything negative to say there either, other than the fact that, you know, like I said, everything is staged.
Yeah.
What sets us apart is we try to portray true amateur girls. So, you know, everything that's not a mainstream porn star gets labeled amateur. But, you know, what's really an amateur?
Yeah, an amateur is... here's how I can tell if a clip is a true-to-life amateur clip that was shot by just a couple fucking. You look at the floor. Do you see clothing and magazines and garbage all over the floor? And is she wearing a hooded sweatshirt? If that's true, it's definitely an amateur clip. Was it shot with a cell phone? Definitely an amateur clip. Otherwise, it's not. It, as you said, it's just a star we don't know yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now, I mean, we shoot things a little bit more professionally than with our cell phones, but yeah, the key to me is that the girl's having fun.
Now, yeah. Now, Logan, getting back to these girls, do you have a particular same group of women that you typically utilize, or are they different? You know, and where do you find these women, and what kind of process do you have, screening process? You know, you don't want to bring somebody like like that Warnus chick or whatever, that somebody who's going to kill people. You know what I'm saying?
What? I didn't hear about this.
I don't know. That
we have gotten some real weirdos, so, you know, our screening process isn't foolproof. Depends on, depends on the girls. Some of them we've had coming back for years. We've had some girls. We have one girl who's been working with us for 10 years.
So 10, you know, 10 years.
She doesn't shoot with anyone else.
You know who I'm quite fond of is, you have a girl who works for you called Lavender?
Yeah, she's going on 4 years.
She's one of your regulars, isn't that correct?
No, I haven't seen Lavender, Frank. What does Lavender look like?
She's a very pretty girl.
Logan, describe Lavender to me.
Lavender is about 5'7", big tits, busty Lavender is what she goes by. Sort of a redhead, very bouncy, bubbly personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think, other than her boobs, even if she didn't have the big boobs and the good body, she'd be popular just from having the bubbly personality.
Have you ever had relations with a female who just disgusted you?
Absolutely.
But and you just are a trooper and you go through with it anyway?
Got to do your job.
Any of them smell really terrible?
Oh, God.
Can you describe the worst
smell?
It's
funny that you mentioned the smell. That, I could tell you a story about that.
I'd love to hear it.
We
almost had to fumigate the studio after this one girl.
Jesus
she
Christ.
Decided. Let's just say she decided to go granola.
Oh, fuck.
And she showed up for the shoot. You know what the term hirsute means, right?
No, I'm sorry. What is it?
She was hairier than me.
Oh, hairsuit. And I'm looking at fuckthegeek.com.
Or hairsuit. I probably pronounced it wrong. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, she was...
And
if you're into the bear porn, she was
Frank
a bear.
Loves it. He watches nothing but bear porn. And,
oh,
and
stop.
Also, he watches the clips where the girls put the fake horse tails in their assholes.
Yeah, what's that? Well, I don't understand that,
I can't answer about that. No, but this girl was hairy, smelly.
Now,
And you still did it?
Yeah.
Did you go down on her?
Did she go down on me?
No, did
no,
you
go down on her?
Did you go down on her?
No.
Oh, was she a little bit upset by
that? I could not do.
Now, are there? I mean, did your dick get tired after not having sex with 9 women? I mean, because I would think at this point, sex
sometimes
really.
I'm sore for days.
But you must get bored with sex.
How many scenes have you been a part of? Not filming, but starring in.
Been in at least 1,000.
1,000, and you still you enjoy what you do?
Sometimes.
Have you ever double teamed a girl? You know, I know you haven't done double stuff, but have you ever had it where
it's double penetration, Frank?
Oh.
For fuck's sake, Oreo's going to send us a letter.
Have you ever had it where you were performing anal in intercourse and another man was having fellatio, you know, did that ever happen?
Sure. That happens all the time.
Now,
did you ever ejaculate so hard into her ass that it hit the dick tip? On the it hit the other guy's
Have I
dick.
Ever hit a different guy? Yeah, that has happened.
Oh, my God. Has a man's ever hit you?
I
don't lie, Logan.
Almost got hit.
Hesitation is
almost
a complete lie.
It came really close. dove out of the way.
You got? Did you? You almost got it. Where?
I mean, that's going to happen. You can't control where the cum goes. You just have to watch where it's flying.
Now,
you just
how
fucking
do you
run.
Come up.
Run like a goddamn grenade has been pulled and thrown into the room.
How do you clean it up? How do you clean the cum up? It's never hit the floor. What do you utilize to clean it?
I tell the guy to clean up your mess.
Oh, so what, you make him bring a Swiffer wet jet over and they just...
I mean, it doesn't really...
Logan,
there's not that much cum that it's all over the floor. Usually it's on the blankets. You know, we haven't really had it covering the rug.
Have you ever thought of charging admission for people to watch you make the movies?
That's not really legal.
Now,
it's not?
Logan, do you do this in a commercial area? Do you rent the studio space? Or?
Yeah, we have a studio.
Is it in your home?
No.
No, okay, so...
That's not too legal either.
Oh, that isn't legal, okay. Now, everybody around you's cool with this? I mean, they know what you do?
Oh, hell no, our neighbors hate us.
Oh, okay, so that's what it is. So now, did you at least try to keep it under wraps? I mean, you don't typically put up a picture of a vagina and say, porn shot here on the front door. So you had like a code name or something, but I guess word got out. I mean, the word got out,
and then, you know, after we had a few dozen cop cars in front of the house,
You know what?
One
of our listeners here, his name is NorCal Murph. He says, I thought they wore condoms. How is jizz going everywhere?
Well, yeah, you want to get the cum shot, so you rip off the condom and you jizz.
So do you ever just, like, slightly cut the tip off of a condom so that it kind of has more pressure when it comes out, like a super soaker?
If you cut the tip off the condom, then it wouldn't be safe.
Well, no, I mean...
Kind of defeat the purpose.
This is the special money shot condom, where it creates a massive jet because it's being forced through a smaller hole. This is basic... basic fluids as far as physics is concerned.
In the 2 seconds before I come, I'm going to cut the tip off and then come.
I thought you were a geek. This project is right up your alley.
I'm sure we could design a device that does that, but your typical condom, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah,
you cut the hole in the condom, it, you know, tends to be useless.
Yeah,
well, now, Logan, you know, I don't want to get too personal, but family dinners, family get-togethers, holidays, is your occupation
pictures.
Not discussed?
No, my occupation, we don't discuss it.
Do they all know? It's just not mentioned?
Probably.
Because, I mean, we have cops in my family. I like to hear a few of the stories from their job. Like, oh, would you rest, you know, last week or whatever. We go around, we talk about our jobs and all that. But when it gets to you, I guess, at the old Thanksgiving table, they don't even bother. They don't even want to hear it.
Just pass me by.
Mm.
Has there ever been a family member who said to you that they disapprove of what you're doing?
Sure.
And how do you react to that?
He probably fucked 10 more bitches that day and didn't give a shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, the thing about fuckthegeek.com, it's Logan, and he bangs just basically any female that wanders in and gets past his filter of checking for scabs and carcinoma, right, Frank? Is that what you said?
Oh, sometimes we don't even get the scabs.
So
Hold
on.
As long as they're breathing.
Hold on. See, sometimes someone with a scab fucking gets through. Someone with like a questionable blemish down there.
Oh, we had a girl that had a. I don't want to gross out your listeners.
No, we love gross.
You want to hear the scab story?
Logan, I want to tell you right now. I want
to
hear the grossest shit.
To this day,
shit.
We call this girl Scabby.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
She had a. She had a mental issue that caused her to pick her skin.
Okay, go on. You can't,
so
by the way.
She would gouge her skin open because, she was nuts.
And where was the scab?
She showed up and she spent probably 3 hours before we started shooting trying to cover all this up.
Oh, it's
to this day, I have no idea why we didn't just tell her to get out.
So wait, hold on. How many scabs are we talking here?
Her entire body, head to
toe. Jesus Christ! A fucking leopard walks into your studio and you don't set, you don't turn her away.
Weren't you afraid that
she was friends with one of our other girls, so.
It was a pity fuck.
Holy shit. She has skin like the aliens of that Fox show Alien Nation. Just fucking red spots everywhere.
Now, assuming
looks pretty much like that, yeah.
Assuming the woman is free of diseases, have you ever refused a woman to have coitus with?
Yeah.
And I think the reason, I think you had told me that the reason is because if they're too desperate, you won't do it. Is that correct?
Or if they just sound too stupid. I mean, I know a lot of other people shoot girls and try to make them appear dumb, but yeah, if the girl is just too clueless, I don't want to shoot her.
So now, will you have sex with a senior citizen?
Well, I'm approaching that myself, so.
How old a guy are you, Logan?
40.
You're 40 years old. Oh, well, you know what? Frank.
He's almost my age.
Frank is 40 years old.
I'm going to be 40. I'm going to be 40.
Yeah, he's really fighting it.
I'm fighting it, Logan.
He's going to lose.
You can't fight time.
That's right.
Now, Logan, have you ever had somebody from high school recognize you?
Yeah.
And what is it awkward? Do you have the attitude where you just have a matter-of-fact attitude? You just let it roll off your back? I mean, yeah, this is what you do. You know, you don't care who knows. Is that how it is? Is it?
You can't do it for this long and still worry about that.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, were you a little shy or embarrassed if somebody would recognize you?
At first, but after it happens a few times, and
were you always
you get used to it.
Would you consider yourself like a deviant at all?
No, why?
Because I don't you. To me, it seems like a very devious day-to-day job. I mean, you fuck strangers. You know what I mean?
But it's entertainment. I mean, we're putting out something that makes people happy.
Absolutely,
I don't feel there's anything deviant about it.
Obviously, I have no issue with it, and I do recognize that some of the things that I watch are pretty devious. But I mean, it's not something that is as widely as accepted as it probably will be in the future. And as it wasn't 10 years ago either. And you still were doing it. And when did you start? Was it 97?
97, yeah.
Yeah. So you've been doing this for quite a while. And only now, I think, is it's starting to gain acceptance, but not to the point where it's like, oh, this guy just does porn. People kind of hear that, and it's a little bit of a stigma put on you.
Well, here's the thing, is everyone wants to watch porn, whether they admit it or not,
yeah.
Even if they're doing it, you know, by alone or with their spouse in the privacy of their home, they're all watching it.
Yeah, Frank
watches
it.
They just don't want to admit to it, talk about it, or know someone who actually does it. But, you know, we're providing something that entertains people, that ultimately makes them happy, and I could feel good about that. As opposed to, there's plenty of other things in the world that people are doing that they shouldn't feel good about.
Well, that's good. So you have a positive outlook.
But yet things are accepted.
So to you, this wasn't like some kind of get-rich-quick type scheme. It's just something that you enjoyed doing, and you found a way to make a living off of it.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone who's thinking that, I'll do porn because I'll get rich quick, that's not going to happen. It's like any job, like any business. It's hard work. It takes time.
Did you ever get to the point where you're set to shoot a scene, and all of a sudden, you are not responding to the stimulation? You just can't get it up. Has that ever happened to you?
After a long day, that's probably about it. But they have pills for that.
Oh. Now Frank, this happens to Frank all the time, and I told him that he can have
pills.
That's not nice to say. I'm sorry, what happened? I don't know. I didn't mean to expose it, Frank. I'm sorry.
But if you're having sex with 9 different women, you're not shooting loads 9 different times, are you? Because at the end, you're just shooting air, aren't you?
Yeah, no, you don't. I'm not that much of a machine.
Yeah, so...
Now, Logan, let me ask you a question. You ever just film lesbian scenes? Just women,
sure,
and women?
I love that.
Yeah?
That's loads of fun.
Do you allow guests?
Depends on whether the girls want guests.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Logan. As we've said before, Frank is a 40-year-old man. He has been with one woman his entire life. One thing that he has on his, let's just say it, even though it's been oversaid, bucket list, is to see two women in person engaged in lovemaking. Logan, would you be able to make this happen for Frank?
That would be pretty easy.
Say what?
Now, the only the thing is, Frank, you have to appear in the video.
No!
You have to
no, you have
to wear a dunce cap and sit in the corner while they spit on you.
Yep, holding your putt in your hand and singing a song. That's what we want.
Well, Logan, I this has been a pleasure.
It really has. Do you think that maybe Frank could interview you on location and just hang by to see a shoot? Because this is like the Make-A-Wish
portion of the show. You know, when I found out about you, Logan, it was like discovering plutonium. Because I thought that I had to go to Southern California to meet a porn guy. And there's one right in my backyard, pretty much.
Sure, there's lots of us here.
So
there's porn people everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, with the internet, Frank, it basically made porn possible. Anybody could make it and sell it and deliver it.
Real quickly, are you allowed to tell me of a swinger where there's a swingers club in New Jersey? Are you allowed to tell me that, or is that
the exact address? Or
no. Like, where is there? Could you tell me that? Because I'm assuming
what Frank wants to ask you, Frank. I'll handle this.
Do you know how to use Google?
No, he doesn't.
Well, a lot of times
he really doesn't.
Type in swing club New Jersey, you'll find a list.
We just found one here. Our buddy that's listening right now, Gambit. Put swinglifestyle.com, and they have a New Jersey section on their site. So, Frank, you could go there. The thing is,
yeah,
Logan...
I mean, they're all over the place. Some of them are physical buildings. Some of them are, you know...
What, just tents in the woods?
Like the traveling card games.
Jeez. And they're all... They're just mapped... If you go to somebody's house, do they just put
mattresses
in a living room?
Like the beginning fights in Rocky. You just go to a church, fucking hold it there. Jesus.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
And that's okay. What Frank wanted to ask you, and he's uncomfortable, he wanted to know if you would accompany him to a swing party.
No! I don't,
Yeah,
I don't
going to a swing club, it's kind of not a swing club anymore.
You know what I noticed?
They call those
Logan,
gay bars.
He'll put on a wig.
A lot of times a swing club will accept single women, but not single men. Have you noticed that?
Sure.
Why is
that? You know, again, it's because they don't want more guys.
Yeah, there's enough
girls.
There's enough fucking guys.
Now, Logan, what Ken asked you before, will you complete my bucket list and allow that one of my bucket lists to come true, and one day in the near future, allow me to watch you film two women having relations with each other?
Yeah, we could do that.
We'll make it happen.
That's easy.
Now, I don't want any dick involved, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
Just vagina.
Well, if it's two women and one of them has a dick, then it's not two women.
Well, now Frank, are you going to be comfortable going in there knowing that the floors have had pre-cum on them and the seats?
Our floors don't have pre-cum on them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now, would you be offended if I wore plastic bags on my shoes? Would you be offended?
Yeah, you know what? Wear medical scrubs, gloves, the whole bit.
Painting outfit, Frank.
I don't want to offend you. Logan, if I wear latex gloves, I won't offend you, will I?
He's going to come in there looking like Outbreak.
No, we'll turn the cameras on you and laugh our asses off at you.
He doesn't want
this
the
is exciting.
The thing is, I don't think you don't want the camera on you, do you?
No, I don't want the camera. Logan, you got to be listening to...
But if you're wearing latex gloves and a mask, we're turning it on you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Because that's funny.
Yeah, Frank, if you just did jumping jacks while the girls are doing their thing in the background, that would probably be the greatest clip of all time. On fuckthegeek.com, and Logan is the sole proprietor of this website. Logan,
don't leave out my wife, Vixen. I'm not the sole proprietor.
That's true.
I'm the sole geek.
We have a caller here, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Logan from fuckthegeek.com. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jinjin.
Jen, how are you?
Hi, Jen.
I'm doing good. Hi.
You want to come be on my site, is that?
Yeah, I want in. How do I do it?
You want in?
Now, this Jen is a Southern girl, so I don't know if you take Southern girls.
Of course we take Southern girls.
So you heard
Southern
her voice, and instantly you wanted her on the site.
Sure.
So, Jen, you didn't really have to do much but just say hello.
awesome.
Well, now, Jen,
how much do I make?
Now, Logan, what is it that you want to do with this scene for Jen? Why don't you describe what she's going to have to do?
Oh, I don't know.
bake muffins or something. Well, I don't know.
You know, I would love it if a girl would bake muffins for me. That would probably turn me on.
What if she shit into the middle of the muffins and turned it?
That's
a
little gross.
And you open a new site, scatthegeek.com.
No, but we do shoot porn with girls covering themselves in the muffins.
That's all they have to do is just put food on themselves?
Sure.
God, if I had a fucking vagina, I'd own everything.
I can do
Fuck.
That.
I'd put fucking cake on me today.
To well, I think the site name pretty much says that she has to come and fuck the geek.
Okay. Well, so, Jen, are you into... have you been to fuckthegeek.com, Jen?
No, but I'm going to.
Well, why don't you go there now and take a look at Logan and see what he's doing to some of these girls and let's get your honest reaction and see.
And if you don't find me completely gross.
Now, okay, hold on.
Now, you said that a little self-deprecating. Do any of the girls come there and are disappointed by how you look? Is that
sure.
What
I mean, come on, look at me. Of course they're disappointed in how I look.
Has a girl ever turned away and left because they didn't want to have sex with you?
Sure.
And do you get sad and get depressed when that happens? Or
before they
know.
Before they
I know
leave.
What I look
oh,
like.
It's not that bad.
Oh, thank you.
So Jen is saying that you're not that bad. Which indicates that you're slightly
bad.
You
know, to me, that's not that bad as a compliment.
Okay.
It is. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you.
No, I'm not insulted.
So
okay. I've been told much worse.
So Jen is probably going to be featured on fuckthegeek.com.
There you go. And maybe we can get her with another girl and you can fulfill your fantasy that
there
way.
There you go, Frank. Frank, that's...
If she likes other girls, that is.
Sure.
She'll do it for
if
Frank.
If not, maybe I can wear a dress and that'll take care of it.
Oh, boy.
Well, you'll have to tuck it back and put lipstick on. That's the
now,
only way.
Now, Logan, I have a friend of mine called Apeface Magoo, and perhaps he can, you know, meet there, too.
Oh, Frank, Apeface Magoo is at your house right now?
Yeah, what's going on here? Hey. Hey.
Apeface, how are you?
Hey, how you doing there? No, listen, I gotta go. I got things to do.
Oh, okay, sorry.
See you, Oprah. Oh, but Logan, I don't.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Worst thing I've ever heard.
I apologize. I had a lot of fun with this. Logan's a good sport.
Logan, I have to say, it's been fun having you on the show.
I had fun. Thank you.
Hopefully, you know, we work out a deal and Frank gets to see something or something like that.
Yeah, and don't forget me, Logan. You know, so you got my email. Next time you have two broads just doing it together, you shoot me a thing or something and say, hey, Frank, you know, let's we got something going here. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much, Jen.
Sounds like a plan. And, any other girls who want to appear, just send me an email. Go to fuckthegeek.com and click the email link.
Well, we're actually getting a call from a girl who wants to be in right now. Jeff from The What Show, you're on. You're on with Logan from...
This is Robert from Syosset.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert.
He's just kidding around, Logan. He's just messing with you.
What's up?
Mr. The Geek, I too am a geek, and I was wondering, can we do some sort of couples movie, some double geek action with the girls?
What, like a buddy film, something like that? Have you ever considered doing
that's not a good geek voice.
No, but it's a very perfect
That's
impression
more of
our friend.
Up director voice.
This is only the voice my mother gave me. Ma, sandwich!
It's a very dead-on impression of our friend Spandy Man, who is a guy who's kind of handicapped, and all he does, Logan, is wear spandex because it's the only thing in life that'll comfort him and make him feel loved.
That's not all I do. I also abuse narcotics.
Oh, that's true.
There's special fetish sites for that.
Yeah.
There's also professional help that you could seek.
Logan, real quickly, is there something you won't do? I mean, would you won't do like scat?
There's lots of things I won't do.
Well, what are some of the things you won't do?
Some of the things I won't do?
Well, yeah.
The obvious animals, children.
Well, I mean, obviously, legal things that you won't do.
Yeah, I mean, bodily fluids.
I definitely wouldn't murder people. I wouldn't burn down buildings on film. No, legal things that you wouldn't do.
Legal things that I wouldn't do? Well, fuck another dude.
Have you ever had a woman piss on you?
Oh, God, no. I just said no bodily fluids.
Oh, no bodily
fluids. Disgusting bodily fluids.
Do you see how it is? Frank is such a fan of you now. You wear condoms during all your scenes, and you detest. You detest.
Yeah, why is it that radio guys always want to do things involving piss and shit?
Because it's the only thing that really gets us through the day. When you think about it, when we have to think of new things, we try to look at our life experience, and a lot of us haven't really had much, except for the fact that we've just shat out our cornflakes over the course of three shits. So if that's the most prevalent event in our lives, that's what we tend to talk about. And when we talk about it, we become obsessed with shitting and pissing. And Dan Marino, if you're on Best in Show, Thursday nights, 8 to 11, HeroesTalk.com. Now, Logan, again, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Everybody should go to fuckthegeek.com and see some of Logan's work. Logan, if you had to recommend one scene out of all the scenes you've ever done on fuckthegeek.com, which starlet would be involved?
Oh, don't put me on the spot. They're all great. I can't pick one.
You have to pick one.
Oh, actually, my wife just reminded me. Sure, I can. Well, they were asking for a specific scene.
Now, is your wife featured in any of the scenes with you?
Of course she is.
I'm sorry, I didn't know she was in the business.
Yeah, I said that at the beginning. She's Vixen.
She's Vixen.
Oh, now, Frank, have you ever seen any of Vixen's work?
She does a lot of the fucking parties, doesn't she?
Every one of them.
Yeah, but isn't that like with the other, like they'll like have other web related women across the who have different websites and they have parties? Is that what it is, pretty much, Logan?
The fucking parties, are the fucking parties.
Yeah, but you'll have like women who have like other women who have internet sites and you bring them all together. I thought that's what it was.
Everyone comes together. We have a big party, fucking party, everyone has a good time.
Now, what kind of snacks do you put out the fucking party? Salsas? Any kind of Sabra hummus dip? Anything like that?
We've had 12-foot subs at our fucking party.
I couldn't think of something that I would rather eat less than a fucking 12-foot
sub. Now, Logan, let me ask you a question, and be honest with me.
When people sweat, they smell like fucking 12-foot subs.
When you have the food mixed with, like, the cum, do you eat first and then fuck so you don't have the, you know, we don't want some guy taking his dick out and shooting his load and then having cum on his hand and then taking a piece of the sandwich, right?
You know, that's you kind of keep the food in the other room.
No, I'd bring one in.
Yeah, you don't accidentally jizz on the sandwich.
I'd bring one in. I'm good. I drive and eat. Why wouldn't I do this and eat? I'd go to the fucking party and enjoy some of this nice Italian sub he's got put out there. That's what I would do. No pretzels, though? I mean, seriously. Pretzels. Roll gold. Come on. Anyway, Logan.
There you go. You just keep the food in the other room, keep the sex in one room, and you're fine.
Well, I'm combining both. If I'm going to this fucking party, I'm bringing the cauliflower platter and putting it on somebody's back. Well, thank you very much.
Logan,
I really appreciate
you
calling in. Thank you for telling us about your site, fuckthegeek.com.
And thank you very much for having me. I had a good time.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right, Frank. That's your first booking, Logan, from fuckthegeek.com. Now, how do you think that went?
I thought he was a great sport. I thought it was fun. I think you thought it was fun, too.
I did, and I have to say, I didn't expect it to go as well as it did. Why don't we take a break here, Frank? This is the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. The thing you do with your what, Frank?
The thing you do with your eyes and the place to be.
Yeah, okay, kind of. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Hi everyone, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum. Chicago! Yeah! Don't switch to Kevnik, because you are now listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show!
Andre Arlovsky!
Yeah! I feel very good, thank you. I'm ready to defend my
Who's next?
Title.
Andre Arlovsky!
Has a message.
I am Andre Arlovsky, and you're listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show. I am your host, very proud to do the shows. I am MMA to fighting. I am the former interim, non-interim champion of UFC. I am many things, blogger, vlogger, logger, shrimp aficionado, and more important, the respectable man who would never give to the porn star Jenna Jameson. Baby first, then the face slap. In that order, never happened, because as slovenly Shvinya American crooner Meatloaf has once said, I won't do that. My colleague with gigantic skull, Tito Ortiz, has been sent to jail for punching or kicking or doing some sort of thing to Jenna Jameson's old plastic face. And he has been made official member of the team punishment once and for all by the Polizei of the Orange County, California. And I want to say, as fighter, it is best to never throw a punch at the woman that you jerked off to in 1999. Speaking of speaking as fighter, guess who will be to fight on the CBS for the strike forcing of the heavy artillery? Yes, it is not who you think. If you guess Frank Mir, you probably did not see his last fighting, where he did incredible impression of the roadkill versus Shane Carwin. No disrespect to Frank, but when I say roadkill, I am being kind of inaccurate. He got off far fewer punch than any roadkill could. So it is not the Frank Mir. It is, in fact, me, Andre Arlovsky, set to fight in the octagon with the Antonio Silva, who I will destroy, because his last fighting, he lost to the Fabricio Werdum. Nobody lose to Fabricio Werdum, not even Andre Arlovsky. I left him in the center of octagon with bear droppings on his face. How do you lose to Fabricio Werdum? Okay, I am sorry. So please, stay tuned to the free TV fightings that I'm doing, because I am far too big for the pay-per-viewings. I am on free TV only. And remember, when it comes to the faces of aging porno queens that you jerked off to when George W. Bush was president, instead of punches, leave on the essence. Leave your, how do you say, when you jerk off the sprays, the drippings, the steam. Put these on her face instead of to punch. You jerk off onto her face is what you should do instead of to punch. Thank you for listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show. I am Andre Arlovsky, jizzing on the aging porn star queen face.
The DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
DJ New Style Show. DJ
is back. Bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be and home to Best in Show. Thursday nights, 8 to 11 p.m. The Awful Hour, who just released their first episode in a very long time. Go to theawfulhour.com, download everything they've ever done. And Friday nights, The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30 in the a.m. They're a late night show, riding on out. TheWhatShow.com. Oh, also, hateustalk.tumblr.com. A couple of our buddies that like to review the programming we do on Hear Us Talk. But Frank, enough about us, for goodness sake. Enough about us. I want to talk about video conferencing. Now, when we talk about video conferencing, Frank, what am I talking about?
ICU2.com.
Of course, that's ICU, the number 2.com. It's the best way to chat face-to-face from any place. ICU2.com lets you connect to thousands of people instantly. You download the software. It's free to try. And unlike some of the other sites out there, ICU2 doesn't cripple your user experience. They're not going to limit you to the number of videos you can watch at one time, the number of people you can watch or send and receive messages to. They don't do that. They don't fuck your experience up. ICU2's been doing it longer than anybody, and they do it the best. Frank, what website do I go to try out ICU2?
ICU2.com.
Now, is that ICU, the number 2.com?
The number 2.
It's free to try. What do you have to lose, you fucks? Go to ICU2.com, download it, and check it out. It's for your Windows PC, but there's a Mac version coming soon. You could also take your Mac, put Windows on the fuck, and then try it out there. Okay? What now? Twitter.com/ICU2, or ICU2.com. It's the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. ICU2. Now, Frank, enough of that. Please, enough of it. Oh, okay. We just got some props from somebody who lives in NorCal. Not Murph. Frank. Speaking of props and people reaching out to us, Boston Idol sent me a message, and he said that we might have predicted the KFC double down. Are you familiar with what the double down is?
No, I'm not.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. The double down is everything that everybody's been talking about for 2 weeks, and we all know what it is already, because the only reason you don't is because you're out of touch. But it's a sandwich that doesn't have bread. It has two patties of fucking fried chicken, and no one really gives a shit about it. But I give a shit about the fact that we may have predicted this when we had Mike Nice on episode 194. We suggested that the breakfast sandwiches will eventually be going to the deep-fried food items. We didn't specifically mention chicken, but maybe we sparked some kind of thought in someone's brain by suggesting that hash browns would be the breakfast bread of choice. Since they already had pancakes, maybe they'll use hash browns. Yeah, it's a little bit of a stretch, but I really like the fact that someone that isn't me is giving me props for something that I probably would have discussed anyway. Now, the breakfast, fast food breakfast, Frank, do you still go and eat the, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry, Frank, I didn't mean that. The fast food breakfast, do you make your own breakfast now, since that you're trying to lose weight, or do you still succumb to the joy that is a quick breakfast sandwich?
I was never really a fan of the breakfast sandwiches at McDonald's or Burger King. They're once in a while, because they're very greasy. I do like the Starbucks breakfast sandwich, though. Well, but I don't get it as much as I used to.
Well, here's the thing, and Best in Show Brian just pointed this out right now. Subway is doing breakfast now.
Eat fresh.
What? I'm sorry. Do that again.
Eat fresh.
You got to say Subway first.
Subway. Well, you already said Subway, so then I said eat fresh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were mirroring. You were punctuating what I said. Fuck it.
Easy
fuck
for you to say.
The thing is, you don't know what you're talking about, because you just said you like Starbucks breakfast sandwiches. They're ridiculous. They're terrible, Frank.
You told me you liked them. You told me they were good, too.
I did like them, but they suck balls. Do you understand? They suck balls now. It's over with. And also, I've abandoned Starbucks. I don't know if you've heard this. I've given up on Starbucks. I'm no longer going to be supporting them. Because as I'd always done before the show, I would get a cup of coffee at Starbucks. But I was running late. couple shows ago, and I got an energy drink, and it was very chalky and had a jizzy chunk. And the thing about it is that I'm done with them, Frank.
I'm sure they'll miss you. Not.
Oh, you just did a not joke, Frank. So you like the Starbucks sandwiches. I thought that they were getting rid of them. Didn't Christie.com tell us that they were going to actually discontinue?
What she was saying was that, you know, they want – when you walk into a Starbucks, they want you to smell coffee. They don't want you to smell, you know, greasy shit up
the
store.
She told us that they were planning on getting rid of them 2 years ago.
That's how much she knows.
Yeah. And well, you know what? In 2 years' time, she's been shit-canned. She's no longer working at Starbucks. Hit the bricks, Christie.com. So much for you. I didn't
keep giving somebody else non-caffeinated coffee.
Yeah, fucking killing people on the road. Shit, Frank. Shit.
You know, I just want to say, just totally off topic, but
go ahead.
Somebody recommended that this Twunfollow. It tells you who unfollows you on Twitter.
That was White House Brent.
Okay. I just went from 131 to 130 within the course of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it did not notify me, so fuck it. Fuck twunfollow.com.
It takes a little bit. You'll get it, like, in an hour.
I apologize.
Why are you so vigilantly watching your follower count?
I'm not. I was checking my Twitter out, and I noticed that it went down one, and I was in a find out who it was and berate them.
Well, the thing about it, Frank, is you berate them, what's it going to get? It's going to get people probably unfollowing you again.
I get people following me anyway, so what were you talking about?
Yeah, you're obsessed with your Twitter account and why people don't follow you. Frank, a lot of this shit is uninteresting. You need to spice up your fucking Twitter. Get a little fire into it. I noticed that you're addressing more celebrities now, though.
I am. I saw several celebrities. I follow William Shatner.
Yeah, I saw that you tweeted William Shatner.
Right.
Now, what are your fucking expectations when you're sending a message to a celebrity?
Well, let me tell you something. William Shatner, who's, of course, T.J. Hooker, and, of course, his lesser-known part as Captain Kirk, he follows an individual who is deceased. A lot of people won't know this because they're too young, but this is somebody, anyway.
It was at Henry Gibson 1935.
Henry Gibson.
I didn't know who the hell it was, so right. I went to his Twitter to see who it was.
Did you recognize his face once you saw him?
No, but it was like some professionally shot photo of a guy who looked like he was at death's door, clutching a bouquet of flowers, wearing a suit jacket with jeans.
This guy, Henry Gibson, he was like a character actor. He was on the TV show Laughing back in the 60s.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see him in movies.
And the thing that really bugged me is that his last tweet wasn't written by him. It read, "Henry passed away peacefully in his home. His family wants to extend their gratitude for your love and support. Thank you all." That fucking bugged me.
Why did it bug you, boy?
Don't call me boy, fucking bald dope. You realize you're going to be 40 very soon and you haven't
lost
shit?
Can we not talk about this?
Okay. Well, the thing I wanted to talk about, Frank, is that, like, this was the guy created this Twitter, and you look at it, he has some, you know, it wasn't just his publicist writing this. He expressed some emotions for, like, a friend who had died, and he reached out to people and all that. It was his kind of connection to people. And now someone dies, and whoever's left to pick up the pieces has to go on the fucking Twitter and write a little farewell tweet? Like, isn't the point of the family to write a fucking obituary and just move the fuck up and let everything go?
What I actually found most ironic was the fact that his, like, Henry Gibson's last tweet before he died was him sending his condolences to a friend of his who died.
Yeah.
And now, yet a couple days later, he himself dies. But
the thing is, before you die, everything you do is finding out that new people you know are dead. It gets to the point where you stop doing new things and you just start realizing people you know are dropping like fucking flies. And then you realize you're next.
I
I just want to answer your question, and then we can go on to this. You were asking me what I said to Shatner.
Yeah.
Right? And Shatner still follows this Henry Gibson, who has since passed away. So I sent something to Shatner. I says, I think it's safe to unfollow Henry Gibson now. He did not respond to me, however.
Oh, he unprompted. He didn't mention, like, who should I unfollow, something like that. You just, out of the blue,
right,
decided to let him know that he should stop following
I
someone.
I want to have a contest between you and myself.
You want to have a contest between you and me?
Yeah.
With
to
what?
To see who can be the first person to get a response from an A-list celebrity.
And, okay, what are the stakes?
You tell me, Pinky Lee.
What'd you call me? Pinky Lee? What the fuck did you just call me?
Pinky Lee. Don't worry about it.
That mean?
It's just he was an old comedian back in the day.
But that's the only thing that could come to your mind. Like, you're losing your fucking ability to think. Do you understand that, old man? We're going to take a picture of you holding a bouquet of flowers just so we have it ready so I can put Frank died in peacefully in his home.
Now the first,
which is fucking bullshit. Okay, first of all, Henry passed away peacefully in his home. The most fucking sugar-coated piece of shit ever. You know what dying in your home is?
Home?
It's fucking dropping dead in the fucking living room, maybe cracking your head on the corner of the fucking coffee table you paid too much for, and then being found 2 fucking weeks later as you started to become one with the carpet that you probably didn't like in the first place, but you just settled on because someone that lived with you decided they wanted that color carpet. But now you're decomposing into it. 2 weeks later, someone comes over with fucking mini muffins and a cup of coffee thinking, because they feel guilty that they don't see you. And then they realize, oh, no one's answering the door. They break in, and now they have to clean the fucking house they're going to inherit. And when they move in or sell it, try not to picture fucking Pop-Pop all folded up over a goddamn remote control. Peacefully in his own home. Sounds kind of nice, right? It's fucking horrid. It's horrific, Frank. It's terrible. Do you ever think about where you want to die? Do you ever think about where it's going to happen? Does it ever fucking occur to you?
I think about it daily. What I think about...
I guarantee it's going to be in that chair.
And what happened was I was watching Bill Shatner. Don't call him Bill.
You don't know him. You wrote a tweet to him and he didn't say shit back to you.
Listen to me, fuck dick.
You asked him to unfollow his friend who died.
He has a program called Bill Shatner's Raw Nerve. It's an interview show. And he was interviewing none other than Arthur Fonzarelli himself, Henry Winkler.
Your hero as a child.
And I'm going to use this term. I know it's disgusting. I was an uber Fonzie fan.
Don't fucking ever say that in my presence.
I apologize.
Just say that you liked him a lot or you were a fan.
So much of a fan that I wore a Fonzie shirt when I took my Easter picture when I was 6 years old.
Everybody else is in a terrible 70s Easter dress with that flight attendant or FedEx employee kerchief tie.
You know what's weird?
And shoulder pads.
And I'll find that picture and I will post it one day. But I can remember vividly sitting on that Easter Bunny's body and feeling his hair. I could feel his fuzz.
What do you mean his hair?
No. I remember resting my hand on his leg, and I remember feeling his fuzz on near his legs. I could feel his fuzz. And I can remember that texture between my fingers, and even to this day, I can remember it.
And were you wondering why the Easter Bunny kept his carrots in his pocket?
But anyway, getting back to that. So Bill Shatner asked Henry Winkler if he thinks about death and dying. And Henry Winkler says, I don't necessarily think about death, but I am aware that most of my life is behind me. And I will say that I feel the same way. Most of my life is behind me.
Did that impress you that Fonzie just fucking finally tapped on his skull and a fucking it started working again and a thought came out? Did that impress you?
No, it didn't impress me. But I think what he said was very profound. I could say that most of my life, and I'm speaking as the germ freak right now, most of my life is pretty much behind me.
So you don't think you're going to make it to 80 years old?
No, I did never in a million years.
Or in 80. You don't have to say in a million. It's only 80 years.
Right. So I'm coming to that realization.
You really think that you're past middle age?
Well,
you think you're in the twilight of your life?
Well, I'm middle age. Middle age is what, 74 for a man? Or 78?
What? Middle age is 74?
Since when do people live to be
140 years old, you fucking dope?
Listen to me. The average age for a man is what, 78 nowadays?
Sure.
It used to be 72 back in the day. I think maybe it's 7. Or maybe it's still 72. I don't fucking know.
You don't know.
If the average age is 72, I'm way past that.
So what do you think you're going to make it to, Frank? What do you think you're going to make it to?
Maybe 59, 60?
Yeah, if you're lucky. Ellis from Philly here in the Heroes Talk chat room is saying that 40's the new 30. If you're not Frank, for Frank, 40 is the current 60.
Yeah!
He is fucking, he has lost 20 years of his life that he will never be able to recover. And he is a senior citizen by all rights. Carbon date him and he will come back fucking 65 right now. You have been so fucking stressed out in your life, Frank. You worry so fucking much. I'm surprised you're not already dead. And I'm pretty sure that sometimes family members come down and see you in that chair and think the worst, and then they fucking try to take one of your chips out of a bag and you fucking chew at their hands for trying to steal from you, and then they realize everything's okay. But when you stop protecting those ruffles with ridges, Frank, they'll know it's over.
Ruffles with ridges.
Yes. Well, now Frank, you never think about this? I mean, you think you're going to die. You think that you're going to die very soon, apparently. You don't have very much optimism for your
I don't think I'm
going to
die very soon. I just, you asked me if I would think I'll live till 80. I'm quite positive I won't live till 80.
So you think 65? Will you make it to 65?
I don't know. I don't know if I'll make it to 50. Who knows?
I'm guessing. I'm going to say Frank will
live.
What
about you? Let's talk a little bit about you. You think you're going to make it to that age?
I'd love to. I would love to.
Listen, you love to is a different thing than you're going to.
I don't think that I live an unhealthy lifestyle. I don't really stress out about too much shit. I try to be easygoing.
I do
scream and yell like a fucking maniac, so maybe that's cutting my life short, but... maybe, you know what, I think I'll see 65. I would like to, but if not, then I guess that's it.
You know, you're talking about healthy lifestyle, you know, blah, blah, blah. I knew a guy, he was a trainer.
Hold on, I can't hear you. I'm busy guzzling Miller Lite while you're talking about my healthy lifestyle. Jesus Christ. Continue.
A person I used to know, he was actually a trainer. He didn't drink, didn't smoke, ate right. The guy died at the age of like 50-something in a car accident. So what does it get you?
Yeah, but you know what? You hear about, you know, all these people that, he lived such a healthy lifestyle. He was taken so young. You know, things happen. Car accidents happen. I mean, you can't count that as a function of him, you know, living well and it not helping him. It would have probably helped him if he didn't get into that accident. The unhealthiest of us could get killed in a car wreck. It's just that, this guy jogged every day. What a waste of time. He got hit by a tractor trailer.
It was a waste of time. All his exercising was a total waste of time.
How old was he?
Maybe early 50s, late 40s maybe.
So maybe if he didn't do it, maybe if he didn't exercise like that, he probably wouldn't have made it to 50.
Well, that's not a very good argument, my friend.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Frank. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Let's get back to our little contest.
Your contest that you just thought of right now.
The most famous person who I would say has responded to you is Adam Richman. Isn't that correct?
I would say so.
To me, and would you? I would consider him what? Maybe a D-level celebrity.
Yeah.
If that
E-level.
E.
On a good day.
Okay. I want to know who between you and me who's the first person to get responded to by an A-list celebrity.
I mean, sure, I would love it to happen because, I mean, it would bring exposure to the show, but you want to have a contest with me to see who can do it, and you haven't said what you would do if I beat you. If I beat you and I get an A-list celebrity to respond to me, what do I get?
Why does everything have to be a reward with you? Why can't it just be props?
Because if there's some kind of stakes on the line, maybe other people will throw their efforts towards us. And try to get celebrities interested in us. Maybe if you said that you would fucking take your shirt off and dance while eating donuts and saying I'm a fucking just making oink noises. if it happens to me, maybe people would want to see that, so they would try to get fucking P. Diddy to just fucking tweet me.
Right.
I mean, what is it that you're willing to do?
You know what?
It's your contest. Put some stakes up.
Let me. Maybe I can contemplate it, and we could think about it. And
this is something that if you wanted to do this, you got to put some thought into it.
Does it have to be physical though? I mean, why? You know.
Well, what are you gonna do? Give me a fucking well wish? It's got to be something physical. It's got to be something you do. I can't capitalize on an idea that you just happen to have.
All right. Here's mine. Here's what I want you to do. Okay, if I'm the first one to get tweeted by a celebrity.
Sure, let's hear this.
I want you to have a big bash at your new house.
A big bash at my new house?
Yeah. Huge party.
I would only do it if I have veto power on the guest list.
That's fine.
So I will allow a maximum of 5 guests. That is as big a bash.
Now, can we get, just to digress, can we get an update on the house situation, or would you rather not? I know you've been painting,
I've been painting my balls off, buddy. I have 2 bedrooms.
Pink paint.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You said you were covering pink paint?
I've discovered that, you know, I've shown videos of the house on my vlog, as people say, the video blog, DJ New Style on YouTube. And there's currently only 2 rooms that have pink paint. But I'm discovering as I'm changing out outlets and removing things from the walls that the entire house at one point or another had been painted fucking pink. The stairwell, the bathrooms, the kitchen, all the bedrooms, the entire fucking house was pink. And they just, I guess the realtor saw this disaster and wanted to move the house. Like, you gotta fucking paint at least 2 rooms. You have to paint some rooms in this fucking
place. Oh, really? Is that what you think happened? They just did a quick paint job?
They rushed over a couple of the rooms. They probably painted the downstairs, but it was pink at one time. It fucking pink. And it was an old couple of the Jewish faith. And I know that because I still have a mezuzah in my door downstairs. Now, Frank, I was going to give you that mezuzah as a birthday gift.
I already had a mezuzah at the house I bought.
Oh, you still have it then? That's good. They're good luck.
No, I threw it out. I threw it out.
Oh.
A mezuzah isn't a religious thing. It's just
it's a religious thing. It's a little piece of the Torah, I believe, or the Talmud.
What's that?
It's a holy writing in the Jewish religion, which...
I'm Catholic.
Well, Jesus was a Jew, so he believed in he loved that. That document that you just threw.
Do you know
away.
That my boss is a Jewish carpenter?
Wow, fucking great. Why don't you just tell me how much you love the Noid commercials? You fucking asshole.
Give it to me, baby!
Hey,
give
Frank,
it to me now!
Frank, are you getting ready to stick your far from puking fucking bumper sticker on your car? On your Mercury Topaz? You fucking 1993 cocksucker.
Ooh, shit. But, no, really, I found the mezuzah. I didn't know. I thought it was just like a good luck thing. So I just threw it in the recyclable container. I didn't realize it.
Well, maybe our caller here would know. 316-768-4472. That's the number you have to call if you want to be on the DJ New Style show. Who is this?
This is a Jew, a concerned Jew.
A concerned Jew. Is this a Jew that does a show on Friday nights from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m.? The What Show, thewhatshow.com. Well, Jeff.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Why would I buy a second color paint? I bought 5 gallons. I should use it.
Talk about hack.
Excuse me?
Hey, Frank.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Shecky Green just fucking said something to me.
How the fuck do you know Shecky Green?
Go adjust your tie and spin a cane, you fucking Catskills fuck.
You did the same fucking Jewish accent that everybody and their mother does.
Because that's how they sound. That's how they sound, Jeff. Jeff did the same voice. He is one. He would know. Why would I make new toast? I had toast from 3 weeks ago. Anyway, Jeff, you're very concerned for Frank. Why are you so concerned?
Oh, I'm not concerned for Frank. He's basically chosen his fate. You threw out the most important words in like the Jewish language, in the Hebrew language.
It was no retail.
It's the Shema, which is basically praising our love for God and Israel. It's like Jeff, it's like the most important words you could possibly.
Jeff, now Frank.
This is what it was on the door when I moved into my house. On the door, they had this thing nailed diagonally. It was like a metal stick,
and inside is a piece of paper.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't open it up.
Okay.
I just thought it was like a
so you threw it out. You threw it out. I guess Donna was all for you throwing it out, right?
Frank, you know? Do you know what? Like a 10-minute ceremony preceded that being attached to that building, and removing it is considered sacrilege.
Yeah. We do you realize
bad luck?
Do you realize that I took a fucking a blue crowbar? And just ripped it from the wall and put it on top of the washing machine I have yet to use.
Yes.
Now, Ken, are you afraid to throw that out now?
I kind of am.
You know what? Our God kills firstborn. So I am going.
Jeff,
do you have any plans?
Jeff, I have a brand new, only gently used mezuzah that I'm willing to give you.
Yeah. Why would I need one?
Because you're going to eventually lose the house. And you can put it on your refrigerator box.
No, you leave it on home. It's considered good luck to all those who dwell there until it is removed forcefully.
But I don't just fucking believe
it's
in that
luck.
Shit.
Luck and religion are two different things, my friend.
Oh, are they?
Well, anyway,
I want to get back to it. Jeff, you're saying that there's a Torah.
Well, I guess it was skill that Moses parted the Red Sea. It
I don't think
luck.
He really parted. I think it was just a tide.
Oh, so you don't believe in the Old Testament. That's okay, Catholic. That's all right.
Listen to me, Jeff. This Torah thing that you're saying is written on a thing. So if I were to take the Lord's Prayer and write it on a piece of loose leaf paper, am I not supposed to throw it out now? It's got to stay here forever?
I don't understand your theory.
There's a second part to it. Then a rabbi comes and says a few words, and all of a sudden, like, it's like supercharging.
All right.
So let me ask you a question.
If I were to take the Lord's Prayer, write it on
like the BFG in Quake Live.
No, Ken, let me, Ken,
powered
please.
Up.
I just wrote the Hail Mary on a piece of paper just now.
I bet you don't know the Hail Mary, Frank.
Bless it. Do I mean I have to not throw that paper out? It's bad luck if I throw that paper out? Come on.
No, because it's worthless in your religion. It has no significance.
See, Frank, you said that was a hack Jew voice. Jeff just did it. It's worthless in your religion. Why would you throw it out?
Do you have a mezuzah on? I didn't see a mezuzah on your house, Jeffrey.
No, I don't have any local rabbis. I live in a Polish and Italian neighborhood.
Oh.
They're in short supply. And if you want to import one, it's going to cost you about $200 plus gas. I checked.
Jeff just took a red tag clearance sticker from one of the stores and put it on his door. That's what he did. Anyway.
Also, faking one is very bad luck as well.
Faking a mezuzah
faking
is bad?
What? Faking a mezuzah.
Who would fake one? Why would you fake one?
I don't know. Who would tear the most important words from their household door? Because it was unappealing to the eye.
It's not important. Listen to my friend. I'm a Roman Catholic. Those words are not important to me. They're important to you. They're not important to me. Yeah.
They're important to everyone. We're all Jews.
Jeff, I honestly didn't throw it out because I didn't have a garbage bag. That's really it. I just put it down temporarily. Next to it, I have some twisted nails and fucking broken pieces of a plastic shelf that I tore.
But Ken, I guarantee you, Ken, you will never throw that out.
That will be
in your house forever.
I mean, is it bad if I burn it? Because I'll burn it. I mean, it's garbage to me.
You have to have someone remove it, and then you have to take it.
I did! Guess what? I don't have to fucking tip anybody because I was able to pull off the
thumbtacks.
And why
do I have to put it up diagonally? Just put it up vertically, for Christ's sake.
The door probably won't shut, right?
Yeah. I'm
I mean, it's not some kind of like, it's got to be 36 degrees. No, it's just the door has to close.
We must point it toward due north.
Yes. Anyway, I want to make it look like a percent sign.
Whenever they have the mezuzahs, I see they even have them on their people's bedroom door frames, even the bedrooms.
That's overdoing it. I mean, stop showing off.
That's hedging your bets.
Those are some Jews involved in some shady deals. So anyway, thank you for giving us the update on the mezuzah. I will be either giving mine away. See, I'm trying to find a sponsor that will give me things to give away to the listeners. But if that falls through, I have a mezuzah that I will give to one lucky listener. So keep listening, folks. Prizes could be yours. Jeff, thank you very much for calling in. The What Show. It's thewhatshow.com. Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30. They might be off this week. But we'll see.
Why are they off? Why are they off?
They need some time off. Anyway, we're not getting into that. Thank you.
I apologize.
We're not dumb. We don't need to tell everybody. All right. Anyway, thank you, Jeff, for calling in. God, Dom is just a little fucking busybody, isn't he?
It's the return of the Enema show.
I'm sorry, the Enema? Well, we're not talking about that.
Okay, I apologize.
Do you understand it's not our fucking place to speak?
I apologize.
Speaking of returns, I want to point out The Awful Hour. Frank, what did you think of their latest episode?
I thought it was their best one ever.
Oh, what was your favorite part?
I just liked the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear it, did you? Didn't listen to it, did you? Well, you should go to theawfulhour.com, just like everybody else, and listen to episode 16. It's fucking fantastic. They've been off for close to a year, and you would never even fucking guess. That show had probably the strongest start that I've ever heard any show. I've heard a lot of podcasts, internet radio shows. They got off to the best start that I've ever heard, ever. And they didn't lose a beat. And I thought that episode 16 of their show was fucking fantastic. And I don't want to steal Hados Talks gimmick and review shows. I just wanted to let them know that I think they've done a very nice job. And Frank, you obviously agree because you've listened to it. And the whole thing is your favorite part.
Right.
Right. Of course. Course! Just getting a little bend. Frank, do you have anything you want to say to me?
Yeah, I do. Eat my shorts!
What was that?
Eat my shorts.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, Christ.
You just bought one more right there.
Well, I'm free the Saturday after that. Beyond that, I'm going to have to check my calendar.
Good, because it's going to be filled. We'll keep going. You want another one? Say the word. Just say the word. Instead of going to prison, you'll be here. Are you through?
No.
I'm doing society a favor.
So?
It's another one right now. I've got you for the rest of your natural born life if you don't watch your step. You want another one?
Yes.
You got it. You got another one right there. That's another one, pal.
Cut it out.
You through?
Not even close, bud.
Good. You got one more right there, you bald fuck.
Do you really think I give a shit?
Obviously not. You have another one. You through?
Yeah.
You through?
How many is that?
It's a fucking million.
It's
you
a
bald
smooth.
You bald
and scene.
And see.
Don't give the movie away. First person who says the movie.
Frank, 17 fucking people just typed it.
I apologize.
Why do you act as though this is some fucking treasured cinematic secret? You asked me, when you told me the scene, you asked me if I've ever seen it. Do you realize how fucking ridiculous that is?
When this movie came out, you were 5 years old.
Yeah. So what? You were 4 when The fucking Godfather came out. And you fucking swear by it because you happen to be of Italian descent. Because you happen to have a grandmother with grooves, hooves, and the face of a bulldog. By the way, RadioBronzeFans.com, the Heroes Talk forums, fucking Jay Carter, and all the people doing the fucking Germ Freak photoshops are fucking killing me. Someone made a picture of your grandmother. It's basically your face melded onto an old lady with a bulldog mouth and a nose with grooves on it and fucking camel legs. It is the fucking greatest thing I've ever seen. HearUsTalk.com/forum. Now, Frank, why did you choose that scene?
I was just looking. I like to get a scene where it's usually just two people having a dialogue with each other.
Did
and
you
I,
just want
to
pick a scene from a year where you didn't weigh 218 pounds? Do you get where I'm going with this, Frank?
Maybe I do.
Do you want to lose 20 pounds by your 40th birthday?
Want to and if are two different things, but yes.
Well, we're getting early predictions. early predictions, Frank.
All right.
The thing about it, Frank, you started off at 216, 220, 221, 220. Anyway, after staying at 219 for a couple weeks, 2 weeks ago, you hit 218, which is only 2 pounds over your starting point of 216. An overall change of plus two, Frank. You are now 22 pounds away from your initial goal of 20 pounds. This is your 12th weigh-in tonight, Frank. It's your 12th weigh-in. Frank, I'm going to ask you to do something. Is that okay? Can you do a favor for me, please?
What's that?
Get the scale!
I'll be right back.
Okay. This is the part of the show where Frank tries to maybe prove that he's worth something. He's had 2 weeks. We didn't do a show last week, so there was no weigh-in. He's had 2 weeks to get himself in shape and shed some of the pounds. He started off at 216. He wanted to lose 20 pounds. So far, he's at 218. Some predictions are coming in. Earth Dog, you cruel motherfucker, is saying 911. 911 pounds. You son of a bitch. We're seeing 222 by Walter Subchak and Steve the LARPer. NorCal Murph saying 228. Ed McGrath, very optimistic, 212. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to come in around 219, probably 217. I'm going to say 217. Jeff is saying 227. Frank,
okay.
Frank, only a couple of us, Jen, myself, and Ed McGrath, are predicting a weight loss. Everybody else is saying some ungodly sum. Earth Dog went as high as damn near 1,000 pounds.
All right.
So 2 weeks ago, you were 218 pounds.
Yes.
You had a low where you were 219. And then
we
didn't know if you would stay there or go up, but you started to trend down.
Mm-hmm.
You're at 218. Is your judge there? Is Donna present?
Please tell people you're here. Say hello.
Hello.
Donna, okay. How are you? It's nice to
she
hear
can't
you.
Hear you.
I fucking know. Just goddamn go with the
All
illusion.
Right. I'm
you
approaching
fuck.
The scale. Here
Frank,
I am.
Frank
on the
is approaching the scale. And could you tell Donna to do it with some fucking pep this time? Last week she was a little
to do it with some pep.
She was a little lackluster last time. She went 218. Okay, so now you are on the scale. Frank, are you completely nude?
I
have the verdict.
Oh, hold right. on, hold she on. Has, are you completely nude?
I have my underwears on.
All right, so he's on the scale.
Yeah.
Did he lose weight? Who is right?
Please reveal the amount.
219.
Oh, we gained another pound. He is back to where he was, stuck back in that rut of 219. Let's see if anybody guessed 219. I don't see it anywhere here. The closest, I think, would be 218. Did anybody say that? Oh, wait a minute. What did Donna just say?
He heard what you just said.
Donna just said, I'm glad you're trying. Oh,
tell him what I just
God.
Said, you bitch.
I said, I'm glad you're trying.
Oh, God, is that sweet. Just Jeez. Trying to cheer him up. He keeps eating fucking hand over fucking fist. Holy shit. Oh, that's just, that breaks your heart, doesn't it, Frank?
It does break my heart, man.
Well, that and the fact.
It's 219. I just can't get away from it.
Yeah, well, you couldn't get away from, you can't get back to your starting weight. Where you, the problem is you recognized you had a problem at 216, and you're at 219 now. You decided, I'm 216 pounds, I need to lose 20 pounds, and here you are, 12 weeks later, you're 3 pounds heavier.
I think it's safe to say that this ain't gonna happen.
You have a few weeks.
It's impossible, I think
Frank,
maybe we should call
you
a towel.
You have a few weeks. Call you a cow? What did you just say?
Call in the towel.
No, you throw in the towel.
Oh.
Frank, what is it that you're eating? I don't understand. Are you working out? Are you doing anything?
I have, when I eat, sometimes I'll have like big portions. I'm not really eating a lot of, I mean, I'm not eating like cake or candy or chocolate or anything. It's just that when I eat, I'll eat like big portions because I have to hit that wall.
See, people are wondering, where is the TwitPix of his food? Where is his food blog? Gave up on that. And there goes the safety
net. It wasn't helping anyway, so what the fuck difference does it make?
You know what? It was cutting down some of the portions. It was, because you were embarrassed to...
You know what? I was never embarrassed about anything any fuck up. I was never embarrassed. I didn't give a fuck.
You never posted that one picture of the entire sheet cake you ate.
Oh, shut the hell up.
You fucking... You ate it. You ate some of your son's birthday cake, and it ran out, and you went back to Costco to buy another fucking 2-foot sheet cake.
Oh, that's a fucking lie.
Frank, what are you doing to lose this weight? I mean, you say I want to lose weight. People usually do something to ensure that they're going to at least lose it. What are you doing?
I can get up in the morning. I can go until 7 o'clock at night without eating a grain of food.
And then you empty the fucking cabinet.
And also, before I go to bed, like around 2 in the morning, I walk out from my office, my basement office. I walk upstairs with my eyes closed, and I just start eating fucking Bugles and everything. And I eat with my eyes closed, like around 2:30 in the morning. I'll eat with my eyes closed.
Is it because you're sleepwalking? Why are your eyes closed?
I don't know. For some reason, I keep my eyes closed as I'm eating.
You just don't want to eat. You don't want to bear. You can't bear to see what you're eating.
I don't know if that's it or what, but I'll just shove like graham crackers in my mouth or eat Bugles.
You know why?
Pop tarts.
Do you know why you're doing this? Because you're not eating until 7. And then you're like, oh, I'm good. I made it through. But you work until 6 a.m. You work until 4 a.m. You can't fucking make it that long. So you just break down and you go into some fucking fury and you just fucking ransack the entire kitchen. You're eating cake ingredients.
It's like a magnet.
I bet you there's been a box of cake mix that you fucking eaten.
It's like a magnet.
You needed the taste of cake, but you didn't have one baked, and Costco was closed.
I can't go into the kitchen without opening that snack drawer up. It's like and you see my snack drawer. It's pretty deep.
Frank,
I
mean,
I got yes.
There's only one thing you can do. You have to get a fucking tow chain and wrap it around that snack cabinet and have a lock on there that only Donna and the kids have access to, because you've proven yourself unable to enjoy snacks responsibly. You need to lock that fucking thing up with a chain like the junkyard dog would put around his neck in the 80s.
JYD?
Of course. Thump.
R.I.P.
That's right. You need to thump that fucking cabinet. Wrap it up with a big, thick fucking chain and make sure you don't have the key. Better yet, a combo lock. And make sure Donna only knows the combo. Frank, you need to do something. It's either this. Either you have to let nobody in your house enjoy snacks and get rid of them, which probably is a good idea because snacks aren't the greatest thing, but your family's not having a problem. You're the only one with a problem. So you either get rid of all the snacks or you lock it up like a fucking irresponsible person would with a gun cabinet, a liquor cabinet, something that they just can't. I got to get my hands on these fucking things.
Once I can't stop with the Bugles. Once I fuck up, like if I'm going through a day where all of a sudden I fuck up and I eat something I'm not supposed to, then I say fuck it and I'll fuck up for the rest of it. I won't.
And then you have a fucking sauce beard. You just go in. You don't even use utensils, and then you just start eating out of the fucking pan.
As soon as I fuck up one day, if I'm doing good, then I fuck up. I eat potatoes, and I just fuck it. I'll eat everything in there. But I'll get like in the morning. I'll get up and I'll say, "This is the day I'm going to do it. This is the day I'm going to do it. I'm not going to eat bad. I'm not going to eat bad," and I fucking fail.
But the thing is, for you, not eating bad is not eating. You just said it. I get through 7 o'clock. I haven't eaten anything, and then all of a sudden, I eat everything. Frank, why don't you just eat? Every 3 hours,
because
eat something, and then go away. What can you can't do it, can you?
I can. I've succumbed to failure.
And Donna had this. She knows it too. She knows it at this point. At least you're trying, and she knows you're not trying. You're not trying. What are you doing to try?
I am. If I wasn't trying, I'd be 300 pounds. At least I'm maintaining. I'm stable.
I'm three pounds from where you started. You recognize that you were morbidly obese.
Oh, three pounds. I'm still morbidly obese.
No shit.
I'll always be morbidly obese.
No shit.
I will never be a thin man like I was back in 1985.
But the thing is, Frank, you hit a red alert danger mark where you realized you had to take action, and now you're heavier than that.
I understand that.
That's the fucking, hopefully, a sobering realization. You are in peril right now. Do you understand? You're
I'm
in
what?
Fucking peril. Your health is not good.
You know what? I'm getting bored with this conversation, so if we could,
you're getting,
you know,
bored with, I'm sorry. Let me talk about something that'll interest you. Bugles, 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 wheat thins with grease. Grease, grease,
and
grease.
And sometimes when I eat the bugles,
Krispy Kremes.
I pretend like I'm playing the bugle and like I'm playing it in a song.
Yeah, the problem is you're playing 30 of them simultaneously.
I'm playing a fucking concerto.
Bugles, bugles, bugles. Put whipped cream in the bugles. You ever put anything in the bugles?
No.
Do you just dip them in the country crock?
It was the first time. You know what? It was I had visited my mother and she had a bag of bugles, and I haven't had bugles in at least 10 years. And I says, I got to try these. I haven't had these in so fucking long. So now I just.
You ever try to put them on your fingers to make them look like old lady fingers?
No, I never
old
did.
Lady fingernails?
I guess you did.
Yeah. The bugles are the exact texture of fingernails when that a woman has after the age of 80. Very starchy and brittle. And
I have that now, and I'm 40. Oh, God, I'm 39, I mean.
Yeah, you're going to be 30, Frank. Or 40. I'm sorry, you're going to be 40. Very, very soon.
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 40. Hey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a counter on DJNewStyleShow.com. Do you ever look at that? I mean, because it should be.
I stopped looking because I don't want to look anymore. What's the point of looking? It's only depressing.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of looking that you only have 41 days left until you're 40?
God help me.
Just over a month.
I can't believe I'm going to be fucked. I'm just a kid. I'm just a kid.
You're not just a kid.
I'm just a kid. Just I have the kid. Mentality, the same mentality I did when I was in fucking high school.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because you're a fucking, right now, physically, you are a senior citizen. If you could be
all right,
your age.
You know what? I'm starting to get a little ticked off by this conversation now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need to turn your hearing aid up, old man? does your fucking sciatic hurt? Your sciatic nerve hurt from sitting in the same position too long? Do you need one of those pillows with a spine cut out? The little ass pillow that looks like a fucking skateboard ramp? Bugles, bugles, bugles. It's 12 o'clock. I better eat a box of bugles.
I think I know what the picture is for the DJ New Style
website. Pile of fucking bugles and tears.
Shit.
Just bugles that have been moistened by fucking failure tears.
You know what?
You made it through the whole day, and all of a sudden, as you're chastising yourself for failing again, bugle crumbs are hitting the screen. Did you ever accidentally get bugle crumbs into the sneaker as you're sniffing? Frank,
no.
Why don't you just store your bugles in the sneaker? No one would ever see them there.
Whatever.
Are you at the point, Frank, where you're hiding snacks in your office now?
No, I never hide food because I've never hid food in my life.
You can't hide it because the minute you get into contact with it, you fucking you absorb it.
All right.
Frank, you got to do something. You have to fucking do something. I don't want you to fucking gain 1,000,000 pounds. I want to see you succeed. I do. I like laughing at you and your fucking insatiable desire for bugles. It's hilarious to me. Third in the list to your grooves and hooves and suit on the beach grandparents. Your craving of bugles is very entertaining to me. But Frank, I want you to fucking succeed. And there's nothing I can do to get you to do that. I make fun of you. I tear you apart. Nothing seems to fucking motivate you. You mean you've gained 3 pounds over 12 weeks.
2 pounds.
Oh, 3 pounds. You're 219 again.
All right.
You were down.
You know what? I think it's about that time.
No, it's not.
To put the cap on the bottle.
Yeah. When's the last time you've left a cap on the bottle? Bugles, bugles, bugles. Bugles, bugles, bugles. Blue cheese dressing. Put them up on a bugle. Do you just ever just pour a little salad dressing in your mouth and then a pile of bugles? And just shake your head so you can just taste a salad made entirely of croutons?
No, I've never done that, but I bet you have.
I've never done it, Frank, but I guess I've implanted a new idea, so we'll be seeing 220 next week. 220 pounds and three empty bugle boxes. Anyway, Frank, why don't we put the cap on the bottle here, as you like to say? The DJ News Style Show.
I like to hear my outro.
I know you do, Frank. I'm setting it up. Don't worry. Well,
I want to thank...
thank you, everybody, for listening. We want to thank Logan from fuckthegeek.com, Jeff from Judaism, Fake Spandy, and Jen Jen from the South. Frank, is there anyone you'd like to thank?
No, but there's something I'd like to say.
Oh. Well, I want to also thank The Awful Hour for coming back, and Hate Us Talk for being so fucking good this week. HateUsTalk.tumblr.com. Frank, is there anything you want to say? Anything at all?
You're talking to a fucking sign. They can pack a real punch. I'm a fucking pear. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Grooves and hooves. Hey, Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Ah, yes. You're an asshole. It's a fucking snooze. That's just the Holy Spirit. Because that's what I goddamn do. Fuckface. Bugles, 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 bugles. It's 12 o'clock. I better eat a box of bugles. Bugles, 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 bugles. Nah, I'm good. Thanks. I'm sorry, I must break in and just let everybody know that if you haven't heard The Awful Hour, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, we will be airing it on HearUsTalk.com and in our Pal Talk room. Thank you very much. HearUsTalk.com. Rammstein. Rammstein.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.